Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. If I were to ask you, who are you? How would you respond? How would you answer? Would you give me your name? That's one option. Would you give me your profession? That's another one. You could tell me all about your relationships and what you like to do in your free time. You see, when I ask, who are you? There's probably something that immediately comes to your mind. But our names or our professions or our relationships or even like what we like to do in our free time, it only scratches the surface of who we truly are. You see, everybody as an individual is a culmination of their experiences, right? Things that have been said to you, things that have been done to you, or consequently things that you have said and done, they form how you act and what you do today. Your past pieces you together to be who you are. So for instance, if you got in trouble as a kid for using a curse word, then maybe you don't use curse words anymore. Or maybe if you got in trouble for using a curse word, maybe you use them all the more, right? Because you like to rebel, maybe. Maybe at a certain point in your life, you were embarrassed. You know, a certain situation you entered into and maybe you handled it improperly, or maybe somebody else was sort of maliciously trying to embarrass you. And so now in today's world, what you'll do is you'll avoid situations that might lead you down the same path so as not to repeat the same embarrassment. But see, the things of the past, they shape how we act and what we do and what we speak right now. They inform who you are as a person. But for the Christian, there is one thing above all else that defines who you are. You are called God's child. Just as St. John writes, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared." To understand what this means, we have to understand the human condition, that is, how we're born. Okay? If you remember from our confession, we're born sinful, right? Sinful and unclean, and we sin against God in thought, word, and deed. This is the human condition. Everyone who is born, but Jesus, of course, is born in sin. It means we are all born children of Satan. I don't care how cute the baby looks. I don't care how adorable the coos are. Babies are sinners too. Everyone who is born is a child of sin, a child of death. That is where we find our identity. So who are you? You're a sinner. You are a child of sinful, evil inclinations. The truth. But God loves you in such a way that you are honored to carry His name. And so I want to tell you a story. I remember as a kid getting in trouble. And when you get in trouble, it's not fun. And so as you're getting in trouble, you know, I remember my parents saying, "That's not the way we act." But why? Because the way that I act might reflect poorly on my parents. I bear the name Dunlop. And so I can either drag that name through the mud, or I can make that an honorable name. And it all has to do with how I act and how I speak. And so when it comes to God, He has loved you in such a way that you carry His name. His name has been placed on your forehead and on your heart. What that means is it means you are cleansed from sin. That your dirty sort of sin rags have been washed clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been freed from the tyranny of Satan and death. God's name comes to you. It's yours. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to drag God's good name through the mud? Or are we going to live in a way which honors God's name? Because the truth is that you are God's children. You are baptized into His name. The moment you believed in Jesus Christ, His name came to you. And what does that name do? It defines you. Who are you? You're God's child. You are holy. You are innocent. You are pure. The sort of love that God gives you is found in this baptismal promise. A promise that He makes to everyone who comes to the font. A promise that your sins are all put away. Those dirty sort of sin inclinations that we have from our very birth, God drowns them in the waters of baptism. Because that water connects you to Jesus' death and resurrection. It's not the water itself that does the saving, but it's God's promise that is attached to that water. Because those who are baptized have the promise that Jesus has died for you. That Jesus has risen for you. That all of your sins are forgiven. And He lifts you up out of your sin and places you squarely into His own family. Who are you? You are a baptized child of God because of Jesus' death and resurrection. But that leads us to the struggle, right? I mean, we've received Jesus, His forgiveness, life, and salvation. That's a wonderful gift. We want to cling to that so dearly. But so often in our life, we have, you know, the two angels on your shoulder, right? Or the angel and the demon, right? And it's almost like they're whispering in our ears. You know, over and over again, we have an option. We know the right thing to do. But if we're really honest with ourselves, we don't do it all the time. We don't live as the children God has made us. We fall short. We misstep. We miss the mark. The old evil self rears his ugly head. But we know that when Jesus appears again, we shall be like Him. No more battle of sin within us. No more struggle to do what is right in the midst of the temptation to do what is wrong, because God will restore us. Much like He's already begun to do in baptism, Jesus will obliterate all of our sin for all time, and we will be like Jesus. His holiness will be our holiness. We will be righteous just as He is righteous. We will live forever, just as He lives forever. And yes, we too will be glorious, just like Jesus was raised glorious from the tomb. My friends, today we celebrate All Saints' Day. And for those who have gone before us, they have already celebrated this fact. They are glorious. They are righteous. They are holy and pure, living in heaven even as we are gathered here today. And so it's time for me to ask my favorite All Saints' Day question. Who's your favorite saint? Who is your favorite saint? On this All Saints' Day, there is somebody who you're thinking about. Somebody who you know has gone before you. Somebody who is living as a holy, innocent, blameless child of God in the heavenly kingdom. And thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that He has given them that promise and He's given you the same promise. The promise of reunion with those you love. That though we have to live apart for a time here on earth, we will be together forever. And forever's a lot longer than the few short years we spend on this earth. Who are you? You are one who will enjoy heaven with all God's saints forever. Why? Because of Jesus. Because he has been killed, because he breathed his last for you, and because he conquered death once and for all. But my friends, we still live now. And everyone who thus hopes in this Jesus Christ purifies himself as he is pure. It means though we look forward to this eternal heavenly promise, we are still living before the last day, still living before Jesus comes riding on the clouds. And it means every day we must live in the hope that Jesus has given us. That every day we must live as God's children, awaiting his return, doing what would be pleasing to him, living lives of purity. Yeah, we just confessed it when we had our small catechism reading. How do we lead holy lives? When we live according to God's word. My friends, that is what God wants for you as his children, because he knows that will be for your good. Who are you? You are one who lives, strives to live a life pleasing to God. Who are you really? And the truth is that there's many ways we can answer that question. But today, God defines you. Today, God tells you who you are. You are his baptized child. One whom Jesus has died for. One for whom Jesus has risen. You are one who will receive eternal life. In fact, you already have it now as God's child. You are one who will live with him for all eternity with all the saints. You are one who he will strengthen and empower to live a Christian life. You are one whom he loves dearly. My friends, that is who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.